DOJ interview transcript, Joe Biden made car noises, often meandered off topic. By Christina Wong on March 12, 2024. The transcript of Joe Biden's interview with special counsel Bob Hur showed the president frequently wandered off topic, even making car noises. The transcript, obtained by Breitbart News in advance of Hur's testimony to the House Judiciary Committee, showed a prosecutor had asked Biden about his beloved Corvette, trying to pinpoint the timeline of when classified documents were moved to make room for the car in his home garage. Attorney Mark Crickbaum asked Biden, "Do you remember whether it was when the Corvette was coming back after the Jay Leno show? So, in other words, it goes out for Jay Leno, eventually it comes back." Biden responded, "Oh no, it was in and out for a bunch of reasons," before starting to chatter away. "Because it drove me crazy, I wanted to drive it," Biden continued. Crickbaum responded, "Got it. That makes sense. A beautiful car." According to the transcript, Biden then proceeded to talk about his car, and make car noises. "And the worst part was, they said I couldn't drive it outside the driveway. It's a long driveway. So I'd get to the bottom of the driveway, tack it up to about $4,000. Indiscernible, makes car sound, indiscernible, laughter," it quoted Biden. Biden then started talking about cars in general, before Hur interrupted with, "Sir, I would love to hear much more about this, but I do have a few more questions to get through." Biden ignored him, and continued talking about cars, to which Hur finally said, "All right. So let's launch into the next subject, which relates to the Penn Biden Center." Another portion of the transcript shows Hur asking Biden about the time he lived at the Naval Observatory as vice president that ended up with Biden discussing a man losing part of his testicles and penis. Hur asked, "So now let's talk about the Naval Observatory. So you've been living there for 8 years. So at the end of your vice presidency, what kinds of papers or documents or files were at the Naval Observatory as you were preparing to leave and move out?" Biden then launched into a long-winded story, where he talked about waiting for bar exam results and working for a law firm in the meantime that was representing a young man. "And this poor kid is down a 100-foot vessel chimney, scraping the hydrogen bubbles off of the inside. They were made to shut the plant down once every, whatever, about 8 months or 6 months or a year, whatever it is. And he was wearing the wrong pants, wrong jeans, and a spark caught fire and got caught in the containment vessel and he lost part of his penis and one of his testicles and he was 23 years old," Biden continued. After continuing on about how he got involved in politics, Hur finally interrupted him, saying, "So, sir, the material that you remember having," again, trying to steer us back to the end of your vice presidency and focusing on your move out of the Naval Observatory. Biden also meandered off on a tangent when asked, "Did you bring classified material with you from the West Wing or the Naval Observatory to the Lake House?" Biden responded, but then veered off into a detailed description of his office and pictures before recalling a trip to Mongolia. "You know, I went to Mongolia and great pictures. I, unfortunately, embarrassed the hell out of the leader of Mongolia. So we're out in the middle of nowhere and they're looking up on the hill and we see this tiny line. You know, it's a 20-mile horse race with all these kids under the age of 16 on bareback racing to come down. And you know, there are sumo wrestlers doing everything they do." Biden continued to talk about how he was handed a bow and arrow and he hit a target on a hay bale. After that story, one of the attorneys requested to take a break. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.